This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left in a tight formation. Brady swings the pass right with Green on the run. To the 25-20. Green in a foot race. He's on his way to the end zone. He has a Patriots touchdown.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Brady in the pocket. Tom fires toward the end zone and a tumbling grab is made. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski!
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots are in Green Bay to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Patriots trailing by three. Sets up with a throw to the right side. Catch made by Edelman. Turns to the end zone. And he runs it past the five. He dives to the end zone! Touchdown! And the lead for the Patriots!
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Good afternoon, live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand alongside Paul Perillo. Andy Hart will join us momentarily here on the program as we take you up until 4 o'clock today. It's the Patriots on the road today in Green Bay. The Pats at 9-2, the Packers at 8-3, and undefeated at home this season. Paul, this is what I would say about this game. It's about damn time. And when I say it's about damn time, it's about time that we see Tom Brady go up against Aaron Rodgers. And we make such a big deal of the big quarterback matchups on the schedule all the time.
Yeah.
Brady versus Manning. Brady versus Luck. We have not yet seen Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. And obviously being in different conferences, the schedule doesn't always align. And the last time the Patriots played the Packers, it was here in Foxborough, and you had Matt Flynn as your quarterback if you're a Green Bay fan. It's about time that we get to see a matchup of two of the, I think, the two best quarterbacks in the NFL, and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's amazing when you think we had 16 Brady Mannings, and this is the first Brady-Rodgers matchup that we've ever had. Back in 2006, if you can remember, you know, that far back, that was the last time the Patriots were in Lambeau. Brett Favre was the quarterback. He got hurt in that game. He had that dead arm, and I think Rodgers came in. But this is the first time, and you already mentioned the time that he was hurt for the game in Foxborough in 2010, and Rodgers was. It's amazing. 16 times you get Brady Manning, one time you get Brady Rodgers.
Well, it's kind of like Marino Elway, right?
Yeah, they didn't
play. In terms of they didn't play all the time,
and that's even more amazing because they were in the same conference. But the way they do the schedule now, you would think that you'd be more apt to run into each other, but I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a good matchup. The fact that it's in Lambeau, I think, adds some intrigue to it because, you know, it's another opportunity for the Patriots to make a road statement like they did 2 weeks ago in Indianapolis. Better team in Green Bay, but I don't think it's that much better. It's a better team and obviously a team that plays really well at home, but I don't think it's a great team. It's going to be an interesting matchup.
If you look at this game for the Patriots, kickoff coming up 4:25. If you look at this game and you look at the rest of the schedule, Paul, this is probably the last game, the last real test on the schedule, the last game that we can say is a measuring stick and is going to help us form our 2014 opinion of what this team is. This is probably going to be their last chance because after this, they're going to stay on the road. They're going to leave Green Bay after this game and go to San Diego and get ready for that game next weekend. And then it's three games in the division. At home against Miami, at New York against the Jets, and then back home to wrap up the regular season on December 28th against Buffalo. I look at this game and I say, this is it. It's the last big one on the schedule for the Pats.
Well, I think if you, using the way that you put it, the wording that you used, I would agree with you. Because in terms of measuring stick, I do think the San Diego game, not because of the Chargers necessarily, but because of the spot, is going to be a difficult challenge. I think, you know, you're going to go out there, you're going to spend a week in California to practice. That's out of your normal routine a little bit. And the fact that you go at Green Bay, at San Diego, I don't think San Diego is a great team. I think that they are really going to have a tough time. I don't know if you look at this crap at all, but what San Diego finishes the season with, they're at Baltimore today. They're at home against the Patriots. They have Denver and Kansas City, I think at Kansas City. I think they have San Francisco. It's their end of the season is ridiculous. If they make the playoffs, that'll be an incredible accomplishment. I think San Diego is on the way down. but I don't dismiss that as a difficult venue and spot next week. But that's for another time.
As this, I told you,
this is the as you put it. I think you put it, you know, measuring stick.
Yes,
this is the last measuring.
It's the last measuring stick that you have. It's going to be the last time that you get a chance to look at this team and say, well, this is helping me form my opinion of where I think this team is going and what they have been so far. If they win this game in convincing fashion, Paul, there will be no way you could possibly doubt this team going
forward.
Well,
there's no one that doubts them. So let's, you know, put the Patriots there. I know we got
no
argument a couple weeks
ago. I'm not talking about locally.
Ago.
I'm talking about nationally.
Nationally. I mean, Tom Jackson.
Locally, we know.
Tom Jackson today said that he doesn't even think this is a big game for the Patriots because he already believes the Patriots are the AFC representative
so there you go.
In the Super Bowl.
He's already convinced.
He's already seen enough.
But there will
and
be,
that's, I think, the national perspective.
There will be no way to refute that opinion that you think
no.
The Patriots are going to be the AFC representative come Super Bowl time in Phoenix a couple months from now. There's just no way, because if you win this one convincingly, which I'm not trying to get ahead here, I'm just trying to give you the scenarios, then I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is that you could say this team didn't have or wasn't prepared to do going forward. If you lose this game and you were competitive, I don't think it's a huge blow. I kind of feel today, Paul, that this one for the Patriots is a bit of a no-lose, unless, of course, they get defeated and it happens, you know, easily
the only,
for the
Packers. The only thing,
you Beadle, can't get blown out.
Is it takes away your margin of error if
injuries
you lose.
Too.
Well, obviously, if you
well,
get...
that goes without saying.
Injuries are killers. I mean, you don't want to... You can't lose key personnel. But if you lose the game today, I would agree with you, big picture, it doesn't mean a whole lot. But it does take away... You have four games left, and you'd likely... I mean, you have a chance. I mean, you'd have a chance to be, you know, sort of neck and neck with some other teams in the AFC, and then you would have to take care of business. But I agree with you, your larger point. The Patriots need to prove nothing. They have played, you know, some of the best teams in the league. Lately, they have been dominant against some of the best teams in the league. So if they're not dominant today, that doesn't tell me that, oh, the Patriots aren't that good. No, I already know the Patriots are that good. I think they're going to win the game today. You know, we're going to talk about this for the next 2 hours here on the pregame social, and we'll talk about some of the reasons why we think that. But I agree with your larger point. The Patriots have nothing. There's nothing at stake today for the Patriots in terms of stamping themselves as a contender. They are a contender, and everybody knows it.
There's not too much to lose. And the other part of it is, though, if you do win in a way that, you know, is either eye-opening or just convincing in the way that you win, you can still continue to establish that you can go on the road and you can win tough games.
Yeah, well,
because you look at their schedule, they really only kind of did that at Indy
once.
Right?
And if you lose and you're 3-3 on the road with, you know, with four potential playoff teams that you played on the road, and you would have lost to three of them.
Yeah.
You know, so in that regard, you know, if Bill Belichick was sitting here on the show with us and he heard us talking about nothing to gain on a game in late November in Lambeau Field, I don't even know what he would do. That would be so ridiculous.
I don't even know that he would even, you know, give it a response.
So as St. Louis looks like they have another pick in their well in hand, Beadle.
St. Louis
well
beating
in
up
hand.
On 20, Oakland.
28-0 for the Rams.
So ridiculous.
Like to see that. Like to see that. You know, hypothetically, I'd like to see it.
Of course, yeah.
But you know, obviously a coach would not have the same kind of perspective. But I'm sharing your thoughts. I'm looking forward to the game because I think anytime two really good teams play, that's a lot of fun. And we already talked about Brady and Rodgers, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be interesting to see how it unfolds.
They've put themselves in a position, the Patriots, that is, to be a top seed, to have a bye, to likely be playing at home, and if they are the number one, of course, be playing at home all the way until they would potentially get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So the road thing may not come into, you know, may not come into play there. But I just think that's the one big thing they could gain today is continuing to establish, because then at that point, you look at Indy and you say, well, that was no fluke, because look at the way they played at Green Bay. And you can eliminate any idea that it's a fluke and that you are not prepared to play on the road or play in neutral environments. You can now, you know, be a team that's, you know, on all fronts, been performing well. So we've got a big one today, and big in the sense that it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a very entertaining game. Very excited to see Brady against Aaron Rodgers. Long overdue in my book. Long overdue. So we've got that to talk about, this quarterback matchup. We are going to get more into the matchups of this game and how we think it's going to go, as we will be joined by Andy Hart coming up in just a couple of minutes. Here's how you get involved today on the show. As always, on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. That's the North American toll-free number. You can also reach us at 508-298-0398. Send your emails. Send those to webradio@patriots.com, webradio@patriots.com. That is the email address. And you can tweet as well. Make sure you use the hashtag PPGS for the pregame social here on patriots.com. So 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. The phone lines are open now for you to get some of your initial thoughts on this game. And why don't we go right to the phones and start things off here as we go right up until 4 o'clock today, kickoff between the Packers and Patriots in Green Bay at 425. Justin's in California. He'll lead things off. Hi, Justin.
How you doing?
Doing well. What do you got?
Okay, I was watching the NFL countdown this morning, mm-hmm. and three of the five guys picked the Packers to win, and on social media, the Packer fans are very cocky, and the Patriots will show them who's the boss today, right?
Well, Justin, I think they're going to win the game, but I don't fault anybody for picking the Packers in this game. I think Packers fans probably should be cocky and should be confident, the same way I think Patriots fans are confident in their team right now. The fact that Green Bay is a favorite in this game, Paul, I think is completely appropriate, and they should be the favorite. You got to remember, this is a team that puts up a ton of points, and they play well at home.
Yeah, I don't really have any problem with the spread. Like I said, I heard Tom Jackson say this game really doesn't mean a whole lot for the Patriots because they're already the AFC representative in the Super Bowl, so I'm not going to try to drum up any false lack of respect angles here because – people that are watching the NFL for a living know the Patriots have set themselves up to be a front runner, and they are one of a small, maybe what, two or three teams that are in the conversation right now. I'm a little bit, I got my eye on Seattle a little bit, Beadle. I don't know if, I think Seattle might be sort of figuring some stuff out.
I've heard that in recent days, that Seattle
seems
to be a team that I guess is, you know,
I was impressed.
Now
I didn't
back where they were a year ago. I'm not buying in on them yet.
Full disclosure, I didn't watch a single play of their game the other night.
But
just looking at the box score and seeing how much they dominated, I was surprised by that at San Francisco.
Defensively, we know how good they are. And you know what?
They don't have a good offense.
They should be there at the end of the NFC playoffs, right? They should be in a position to get themselves into the Super Bowl. I think they've had too many hiccups, and I don't trust their offense. I don't trust their offense, given the fact that they've lost Golden Tate, Percy Harvin, Zach Miller's done for the year. They don't throw the ball a lot. I just don't have faith in them to put points on the board. That's my problem.
I don't have faith in it if it's on Wilson's shoulders. I mean, I think he's a guy who throws the ball 25 times a game, and as long as they can use that formula, they're fine.
Even when he does throw the ball, he doesn't have guys to throw it to.
That is true. You know, when Doug Baldwin and –
that's it.
You know, curse.
Yeah.
They don't have a very deep set of weapons. We complain about Brady's weapons now. And now I saw a checklist on NFL Network breaking down the Packers, Patriots,
yep.
And weapons, offensive weapons. The Patriots got the check.
Wow.
You know, who would have thought that 2 months ago?
I would not have thought that. But let's get back on this game in terms of what you just said. You brought it up. Patriots don't have a ton to play for in this game, according to some of the analysts out there and some of the people looking at this game. The Packers do, because right now they're playing on wild card weekend. You know, they're not in a position right now. They don't have a bye locked up, and obviously no one has it locked up. But right now they still need the game.
Right.
They still want to get one of those byes and skip the first round of the playoffs. Does that come into play in this game? I have a hard time believing that it does for the Patriots. Like, they look at it and say, NFC team, not much to gain.
No,
I think the Patriots are
looking at this as one of those measuring sticks, the exact wording that you used right at the top of the show, Beadle. I think that they look at the challenges that they create for themselves, and I think that they're looking at this game as an opportunity to really establish themselves and put themselves in a position where the last month of the season, you're playing the way you want to play. You're working on the things that you want to work on, you know, going on from there, we talked a little bit hypothetically about some of the different guys at the end of the season, that you might want to rest. Well, you put yourself in a position where you can pick and choose your personnel and do exactly what you want to do.
Andy has joined us in studio, so that means it's time to get to the keys to today's game.
You've waited all week for it.
No, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
Patriots-Packers this afternoon in Green Bay. We're getting ready for it here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Again, let's get your thoughts on this game. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. Andy, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are
you? What are you thinking about today's game? What do you got for a key?
Ooh, the keys to the game. This is an interesting one. There's a lot of different interesting matchups, but I am going to go the key to the game. I'm going to go run defense.
Oh, I can't believe it.
I am going to say you have to not allow them to be two-dimensional and Eddie Lacy to run the ball down your throat. It's not going to be dominant because I think they have a pulse in the running game, which is something the last few teams really haven't had. And even the pulse for the Colts, you got rid of Bradshaw to the injury. Eddie Lacy is a big load of a man who's averaging 4.4 yards per carry, and I could envision him running through Patrick Chung. I could envision him running through Jonathan Casillas. And I also wonder, maybe you'll see a little bit more Alan Branch, Vince Wilfork, Dominic Easley, kind of some bigger bodies up front. But if you allow the Packers to be two-dimensional, that could hurt your chances. So shut the rundown. And then, well, I got one other little one I don't think you'll go with, is just don't fall into a big hole. You know, that whole Packers, you know, whatever it is, 10-something to 9 or some ridiculous number. Don't get into a hole. And remember, early in the year, that was part of the problem. You know, getting off the field, you know, a couple punts, three and outs. If you do that in Green Bay, you might be regretting it later.
Yeah, I can't believe that he, with all the quarterback talk that we've discussed already and the, you know, the different weapons, I was going to say whoever runs the ball better and stops the run better is going to win the game today. I think it could come down to that. So I think Andy has a really good one in terms of the Patriots' run defense on Lacy. I'm going to just pick Jordy Nelson. We saw Brandon Browner last.
Not Gordy. Remember when I wrote Gordy this week?
Yeah. We saw Brandon Browner last week do a really solid job on Calvin Johnson. And I think that he might be asked to do the same thing today. Anytime that you sort of assume something like that, you end up looking bad. But mm-hmm. I do think that makes sense. It's the bigger guy. And then the smaller, shiftier guy in Randall Cobb, not Reggie Cobb, as we also called him last week.
Oh, tough week for first names.
So I think Jordy Nelson is a guy that you can't allow him to ruin the game. And he's
because
capable
he can
of
be
it.
Dangerous. He's capable. He can take over a game. And I agree with that on Jordy Nelson. To get back to Andy's point about them being, don't allow them to be two dimensional. Are you saying that they're not going to be able to cover Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, and they're not going to be able to really contain the passing game?
No.
Are you
kind
of giving that one up? Or?
But you're not going to shut down that passing game,
you're
in
not.
My opinion.
You're not.
I think the passing games are given. I would be stunned if Brady and Rodgers aren't good, if they don't put up some yards through the air, if they don't score some points through the air. But if either team can run the ball well, that makes those offenses so much more dangerous. Not just play action, but just the overall personnel you might have on the field and things of that nature. And you look at it, and it's a pretty bad run defense for Green Bay and a Patriots run defense that, you know, I was just talking about it on the Sports Hub pregame show. Maybe that's the last box you haven't quite checked off of all the things that a team can do, run the ball if they want, if they can, pass it, pass defense, special teams. The one thing I think you could still question is the Patriots run defense. It hasn't really been tested. So today, you know, if Lacy gets rolling, that would scare me a little bit.
Yeah, and it's another. I'm going to go back to Tom Jackson. I don't know why I keep referencing him. Maybe because he's always been considered around here to be anti-Patriot. He thinks the Patriots are going to run for 200 yards today.
That's why it makes me uncomfortable when it's someone like him saying
he thinks the
things.
Patriots are going to rush for 200 yards today. Just makes to talk about the different things, how the
is that Quincy,
you know, the
boy
running
again?
Game.
Well,
can get into
there it is.
Quincy
Andy.
Boy just popped out.
It comes
we're
out
19 minutes
again.
Into the show, and there's Quincy Mark, Mark from Quincy on microphone one.
By the way, Andy, it's Quincy. I don't know where
Quincy.
Sorry, is that how you say it?
I don't know where Quincy is, but I know there's a Quincy, Illinois.
I don't know,
but it's Quincy, Massachusetts.
I didn't know it had a Z in it.
Yeah, it does. It's pronounced that way.
Quincy to Dorchester.
Yeah, that's a downgrade.
I'm gonna call that a downgrade.
Downgrade. Anyway, Andy, to get back to the running game of the Patriots.
Quincy.
Who do you think that's going to be? Are we going to see more Jonas Gray this week? Is he going to work his way back into the lineup? Is he going to be on the field, or is it going to be LeGarrette Blount?
As they say in Spanish, I think los dos, both of them. I think you'll see a healthy dose of both. The one thing that I'm intrigued by is who's out there first. Is it Blount get the or is it, you know, squash that whole the Jonas Gray thing by just he starts and he gets the first carry and we've moved forward and that was that week. You've served your, you did your crime, you served your time, we're moving on. But I think it's a game where you're probably going to get 8 or 10 carries for each in the first, you know, 40 plays of the game, and then the one who's better will get the next 8 or 10 carries.
Yeah, I'm expecting Blount to get the first opportunity, though.
But couldn't you see the Jonas Gray, like, okay, this is how we officially end last week? You know, you sat out, and boom, you get the first one. Because, you know, that now it's all gone. That story's gone. Just to avoid anyone saying, whoa, Gray still hasn't gotten a touch.
I'm not.
Gray's fallen on the depth chart.
Yeah.
Right? That one's coming
the
up.
The doghouse continues.
I just think he feels more comfortable with a guy that he knows, you know, has some experience. I think that's why.
Plus,
it's going to be
Blount. Plus, if Blount doesn't get the first
on the
one,
road,
he might go to the locker room.
Well, you never know.
Let's never go know. To the phones.
Can't rule it out. You can't rule out something that's already happened.
That's a likely to be earned in some time.
855-PATS-500. That's the phone number for you. We're going to go behind enemy lines coming up at 2:30 with Tom Silverstein from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We'll talk to him coming up.
Quick update off the PPGS Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Howe tweeted out that Jim Whalen is walking around the field with Danny Aiken, who had the concussion from last week. I just find that interesting because, I mean, you can't actually think he's not going to play because then you wouldn't have a long snapper.
Who's going to do it?
Rob Ninkovich. But you wouldn't have a long snapper. Oh, I have an idea. Instead of diminishing Ninkovich's reps on defense, we're now going to add all the long snapping to his plate, you know, the 30-year-old who we're, you know, just going to beat the schnot out of. You could have had Charlie Hewlett, but they cut him. So I got to think this is just they're walking around.
Precautionary?
Yeah, I can't imagine that there's any thought that Aiken won't play.
Okay, let's
go to
the
phones. Did you guys get into Chandler Jones, too?
We haven't, but we're working our way up to it.
Well, it seems like everybody was like giddy. Oh, Chandler Jones made the trip. Didn't you expect everybody to make the trip since they're going right to San Diego?
The practice squad all made the trip as well, the practice squad.
Like the ball boys and everybody.
Everybody went.
you're practicing
this
in San Diego.
Everybody but Paul and Andy made the trip.
This is Washington.
Shut your pie hole.
ixnay on that. This is Richmond for
what,
the
is
summer.
Is that a sensitive subject? What?
Everybody made the trip. Everybody made the trip.
That's why
I strike a nerve, Kevin?
No.
No. I just don't want anybody
Roger,
else
I'll
to have
a
nerve struck.
Oh, I don't know why anyone would have their nerve struck. Let's go to the phones, please. Carl's in Montreal. Hi, Carl.
Hey, guys. I'm very confident about this team. You know, even the 2 years they went to the Super Bowl against the Giants, the perfect season, I had a bad feeling. The second time, I was almost convinced they were going to lose to that Giants team because the way that they beat the Ravens wasn't so impressive. But this team is just clicking on all cylinders now. The run defense, since they got Alan Branch in there, this guy's just bigger than Vince Wilfork. I mean, the guy's a beast. So I'm very confident. Be honest, it doesn't even look like they missed Gerard Mayo anymore. I mean, it looks like they can. Last year they played better football after he was gone, and he's a great player. But I'm just saying this Patriots team is so good. The secondary is incredible. And I'm very confident that they're going to get the job done. And whether they decide to run or to pass, they'll be able to do both.
Mark, I'm going to yell at you right now, okay? That was your right, Mark.
This is Carl.
Carl in Montreal. Mark's over there.
Yep.
I just think it's hard to say the defense is better without him, and he's a great player. Is Mark gone?
Yeah.
I mean, Carl is still there. I just put him on hold for a second.
I think those two things are not necessarily...
You know, yeah. I just don't know how you can say the defense is better without him, but he's a great player. Because guess what? There's a real great player. His name is Rob Gronkowski, and the offense is not better without him.
Yeah, and I also think that the run defense has yet to really be tested. They've had huge leads in every game, really, since Mayo's gotten hurt.
So either Mayo's overrated or they're not better without him. Turn your radio down!
All right.
We're going to let Carl go.
And I want to caution – and. Listen, I'm not here to tell anybody what they thought in 2007, but if Carl thought they were going to lose to the Giants heading into that Super Bowl, he's the only one on the planet.
No, he didn't.
He's the only one.
He said the other one.
He said the perfect season. He was worried because of the way they played against Baltimore down the stretch.
No, he was talking about the AFC title game against Baltimore, the last Super Bowl.
Well, he mentioned the perfect season, so that's why I thought he was talking about that game. But
I think he was
talking about the
AFC title game.
Let's go to Larry in Worcester. Hi, Larry.
Well, they weren't.
Hey, guys.
I mean, that was a toss-up game, the second one, the Giants game.
Larry, go ahead.
I remember picking the Patriots.
No, you may
have.
I didn't
think they were going to lose.
But I think it was like a 2.5-point spread. The first one was like a 14-point spread.
Right.
Larry, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
This is sort of I'm going to ask for your indulgence. I happen to be a person who's blind. I have seen, and I've been following football for 50 years. But I'm a little confused about the mic position on defense when they say Brady comes up and he's pointing out the mic. I know the mic is the defensive person who makes the defensive calls and things of that nature. Is that correct?
For defensive purposes, the mic is generally the middle linebacker who, yes, runs the huddle and makes the calls.
So why does Brady have to point that out? I mean, can't they look across the line and know where the middle linebacker is?
Well, it's not always the middle linebacker, and that's the difference between when the offense calls it and when we call somebody a mic on the defense. The offense is, I don't know exactly what their rules are, but it's to get the quarterback and the offensive line on the same page as to how they're setting their protections off the middle guy in the defense. But oftentimes it's a safety. Oftentimes it could be an outside linebacker, depending on how they are playing the front. So when he says it's the mic, it's not necessarily the Gerard Mayo of the other team. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't.
And it helps them figure out.
So is
just
that guy usually lined up in the middle linebacker area?
Not always. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Especially long yardage situations.
How does Brady know who the mic is then?
Well, because they have rules. It's not the mic of the defense. It's the mic of their pass protection. It's the way they set their protection. Assuming, you know, you have basically five guys up front, and then a sixth guy will either be a running back, a tight end, whatever. You could have as many as seven in that protection. So you can, first of all, if it's an odd number, that means you have 4 and 3, or that means you have 3 and 2, and you're going to want to have a slide to either direction. And I believe that my understanding sort of is that the mic is the middle of it all, and kind of you're sliding off that center and you're working off that. But it's often not. Well, a lot of times in sub packages, which is passing downs, there isn't a guy in the mic position, which is generally lined up in the A gaps or over the nose tackle, over the center. So, but it's getting the offensive line and Brady on the same page so that they're setting their protections from the same spot, from the same, you know, guy, basically.
All right, because I've heard Gil say it, and this year Bob Soucy, but I listen to a lot of radio announcer doing football, obviously, because they give more description than the TV. Other announcers don't oftentimes say that the quarterback is pointing out the mic, but it seems to be something that that Soucy does a lot, so I appreciate that. Certainly looking forward to the game today. I do think Blount's going to get the start, although I agree with Andy. I think it's going to be split for a little while to see how they're running. I think it's interesting that Jackson might say they're going to get 200 yards and how Vereen is going to be involved with that in the dump-off passes to Vereen and stuff like that. It's too early for the inactives, right?
Yes, it is too early. We'll be around 3 o'clock, 90 minutes before kickoff. So shortly before 3, we should have the inactives for you. But is there anybody you're interested in being inactive potentially?
No, not really. The Fleming being picked up off the practice squad, the linebacker.
Yes, Darius Fleming, yep.
Yeah, that was a little interesting because I think that probably means Chandler Jones is not going to play.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a Chandler Jones or if that's a Don Jones-related thing where they got rid of Don Jones and it could be a special teams issue.
Yeah.
Larry, appreciate the phone call. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you. We have to take a timeout. Coming up next, we go behind enemy lines.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand alongside Paul Perillo and Andy Hart. It's time to go behind enemy lines and get an outside perspective, one from Green Bay, and we talked to Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joins us now on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Tom, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
We were just talking about what this game kind of means for both teams going into this one. For the Patriots, it's probably the last measuring stick on their schedule, but it means a little bit more for the Packers in terms of their record, where they're going to stand in the NFC. What's the Packers' view heading into this one today?
Well, I think they're trying to keep some perspective on it. I think it is a good measuring stick for them to see whether they're as good as they think they are. But I think on the other hand, and I'm certain that the Patriots feel this way too, it's not a conference game, and it's not, you know, really that important in the standing. Yes, home field advantage is important, but it's not the kind of game where if you lose it, it's absolutely devastating. I think it's really just a chance for two really good teams to go at it, find out where they are heading into the final month of the season.
Obviously, we know that Aaron Rodgers is probably the best quarterback in football right now. 30 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. The number that has been most amazing to me that I've seen all year thrown around is that he hasn't thrown a pick at home in almost 2 years now, since 2012. Has he been that damn perfect at Lambeau Field? Is he that damn dominant when he takes the field there?
Well, the first thing you have to realize is that this guy would rather cut off an arm than throw an interception. So his interception percentage is going to be low no matter what. He takes more sacks than most quarterbacks because he just refuses to throw a bad pass. You know, he's not going to force the ball when he can. He'll take sacks, he'll run. He rarely even throws the ball away. He tries to buy as much time as possible. So from that standpoint, it's not really, totally remarkable, but still the fact that you go that many passes without getting picked off, something's going right. And, you know, I think there's a little bit of luck involved. You know, I think there's times when, you know, the weather has helped him and that it's cold and DBs just don't catch the ball as well as wide receivers. So I think it's a little bit of a factor, but you have to give a lot of credit, for sure.
We've talked a lot about Rodgers in that offense with Green Bay, but I'm curious what you feel Eddie Lacy can provide today in this kind of a game. Does Green Bay have the ability to line up and run the football? The Patriots have been at times vulnerable to a power running attack. Lately, they've been very good, but earlier in the year, they were susceptible. And I'm wondering if the Packers might be able to win this game behind Lacy.
I don't know if they have the ability, but they won't even try.
Really?
They are a pass first team, no matter what. I've never seen them just try to pound the ball on anybody. Their run comes off their pass. So you may see them try to establish Lacy a little bit early, try to get him, you know, 20 to 25 carries. But this year, that's not the norm. He's been getting about 15 to 17 carries. And really, they've been trying to get him the ball a little bit more in the passing game on screens and check down. So, no, I don't think they're going to line up and just try to pound it on the Patriots. They're going to have to throw. And I think they're, you know, after what they did against Seattle where they threw away from Richard Sherman, I think they were embarrassed by that. And I look to them to, you know, take their shots against Revis and see what happens.
You lead me right into my next question. Obviously, we've talked about the matchups around here all week, the fact that, you know, if you base it on size, which the Patriots have done most of the year, you're probably going to see a lot of Brandon Brown or on Jordy Nelson and a lot of Darrell Revis on Randall Cobb with some help over the top from Devin McCourty on Nelson. You know, if the Patriots play as well as they did, say, last week against Detroit and slow down those two main targets, where does Aaron Rodgers turn next to keep that passing game going?
Well, if they slow those two guys down, they'll probably win. You know, next after that, they'll, a big, you know, the next in line is probably Devontae Adams, their rookie wide receiver, who's been good. Or it'll end up being Andrew Corliss, their tight end. Or, of course, it'll be Lacy. And they'll, maybe will be forced to run it more than they want. But, you know, if you take Nelson and Cobb out of the game, you're three quarters of the way there towards beating the Packers, unless they're just having a great turnover day on defense. If you can take those guys out, you got them.
Tom, Clay Matthews has moved inside on defense. I'm wondering how you think that move has worked out for the team. How does it change the look of the Packers' defense?
It's been a great move for them. People always ask, so bad at inside linebacker for a while. Fans always suggest, well, why don't they move Matthews inside? And my response was, why would you take him away from a place where he can rush, you know, every single down or has the potential to rush, do what he does best? But what you kind of found is that it has filled a huge hole in their defense, a huge void. And defense has found ways to rush. He doesn't rush as much, but he probably rushes more effectively because he's rushing from different places. You'll see times when, you know, they're in nickel and Matthew starts out as an inside linebacker and then he walks down to be a defensive end and they sort of have a 5-1 front. And that's been pretty successful. So that gives him another opportunity to rush. Other times they just bring him up the middle or they drop him in coverage. He's really good in coverage. And I would be surprised to see him take snaps against Gronkowski, try to cover him down the field a little bit.
Does he have enough? We know he's a great athlete, but does he have enough coverage ability to be a factor against Gronkowski? I was just going to ask you.
He can really run. He's really a multi-dimensional player. He's kind of miscast as a pass rusher, and really, pass rushing is just, I would say, one aspect of his game. He's really good in the run. And he can run. He can run with guys. Now, he's not going to lock down Robert Kraus over, you know, a whole game. But he's an option for them if they get caught in certain defenses or they want to, play some kind of a zone coverage. He's really good in zone. Good at dropping back into coverage and then, you know, driving on the ball. So I wouldn't be surprised if he runs with him, you know, maybe 10-20% of the time.
What have your impressions been of the back end of this defense this year? The secondary, I know HaHa Clinton Dix is listed as a backup on the official depth chart. How much playing time is he seeing, and how is that whole secondary played, in your opinion?
Well, that's interesting. He is listed as a backup, which is crazy because he's playing as many snaps as anybody. And, in fact, I did a total this weekend that he's fourth on defense total snaps. So he's a starter. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's a starter. Sort of allowed Morgan Burnett, their other safety, to play around the line of scrimmage, and that's helped them out a lot. The corners have been a little spotty. Tremont Williams and Sam Shields have been solid veterans who can, you know, I wouldn't say they can shut down guys, but as part of a team defense, they can be pretty good. And they've been a little bit, have their ups and downs this year. One thing about their secondary is their deep. They've got two other corners, Von House, C.C. Hayward, and then even Micah Hyde plays as their nickelback. So they have all kinds of depth if you try to spread them out. They'll do a pretty good job in defending. They just don't have a Revis. You know, they don't have a guy that's going to lock you down no matter what.
Tom, before we let you go, one final question. Do you have a pick for this game? How do you see it playing out today?
Yeah, I picked I picked the Patriots by a field goal. I felt like it would be the, you know, the last team that has the ball, sort of my feeling. And, you know, with the ball in his hands, I'll take Tom Brady any day of the week. So I think Patriots keep this one out.
All right, Tom Silverstein from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We appreciate your time, and thanks for the insight.
You got it. Anytime.
All right, thanks, Tom. Tom Silverstein joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. The phone number for you, 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. He's taking Brady every time.
And he's shaking his head over there.
The Packers have a pretty good quarterback. Well, I thought he was a good quarterback until he told me he's afraid to make mistakes so he doesn't make plays. How does he lead the NFL in average gain?
Well, can I just say one thing about that?
I just want to give an appreciation for Tom for being a guy who's covering the Packers and is critical of Aaron Rodgers, because I bet there's not too many people who do that.
Andy, this is not going to be a surprise to you.
I'm taking Brady.
This is not going to be a surprise to you, Andy, because I talk about this a lot to you, and it's one of those things, the interception thing. I always tell you, guys that throw interceptions. Now, not guys that throw 20 interceptions.
He made him sound like Jason Campbell.
He's great. He's a great version of that. He will not make mistakes. He will not throw interceptions.
But he also makes plays.
And I'm not necessarily – I still think he's the best quarterback in football, okay? So – take this with a grain of salt. I'm not saying that he's not as good as everybody thinks he is. He is.
Have him, I'll take
he's
Brady,
the best. There is a growing sentiment among these football outsider types, these football metric types, that think it's not a coincidence that Aaron Rodgers does not have anywhere near the amount of fourth quarter comebacks that the other great quarterbacks do. And this is one of the reasons why they claim it. He's unwilling to make mistakes. He's unwilling to make plays to make a mistake. And I'm not saying I buy it. I don't watch it closely enough with Aaron Rodgers every week to say, geez, this guy, he's going to take a sack. He's not going to throw it there. That was there. You have to make a perfect throw. I've seen him fit the ball through tight windows in Super Bowls. I'll tell you that.
Yep. I'll tell you this. I feel differently about Aaron Rodgers now than I did maybe 2 years ago. Because I've started to buy in the football outsider aspect of it with the fourth quarter comebacks.
Do you ever read any of this stuff, Beetle?
Yeah, but on top of that, and you know, I you take that with a grain of salt, right?
I do,
right?
Too. I don't buy it. I still think he's a great quarter. I still think he's the best.
Because I'm still a fan, and I still, you know, I think we all are a fan of football. You enjoy watching the game for watching the game of football and believing in what your eyes tell you a lot of times, right? So I never go overboard on putting stock into the stats.
Right.
But I feel like when I watch Aaron Rodgers, I keep thinking to myself, okay, he's getting into those late 20s now, entering his 30s. He's going to get into his prime, and he's going to keep getting better. I don't feel like Aaron Rodgers has gotten better. I feel like he's a great quarterback, right? I think it's him and Brady at the top of the league. But I don't feel like Aaron Rodgers is getting better, and I feel like I expected him to get better, and maybe it's because he hasn't met my expectations, but he looks like the same guy he looked like. Still great, still, you know, awesome, top of the league. I just feel like there could be more there, and we haven't seen it.
I think he's actually reached the point, though, where he's so great that people question he's not really great.
He's not getting better.
Right. You know?
Like, yeah.
I think he's reached that point. I get what you're saying. The only reason why I brought it up then is because of the way that Tom ended the call by saying, that situation, ball in his hands, I'll take Brady every time. Well, if you look at as great as Aaron Rodgers has been, that situation, ball in his hand at the end of the game, is not the guy. He hasn't been Brady. He hasn't been Manning.
I'm just telling you.
In those situations.
I am stunned.
But if you put it in this term, right? If you're putting, there's two different questions you could ask, Andy. One, you need a fourth quarter comeback. It's the start of the fourth, and you're down a touchdown or 10 points. Who do you want as your quarterback? Or you've got the Super Bowl to play today. Who's the guy you're picking to play the game?
Well,
yeah, that's right? Two different things to me.
And those are two different things. And for the fourth quarter comeback, and you've got those two guys to pick from, you are taking Brady 100 out of 100 times.
Oh, I don't know about the Super Bowl one.
I don't know. I've seen Brady try to
I'll take the fourth quarter comeback. I'll take Brady.
That's what I just said.
Going into the Super Bowl, I'll take Rodgers.
I was talking about the fourth quarter.
Paul. Oh, I thought you said both.
No.
And hopefully you don't get to the fourth quarter comeback in the Super Bowl.
I thought you said both.
Is Tom Brady 100 out of 100 times? No,
I'll take either, and I'll almost flip a coin and feel fine with who I get.
Now, of course, but for the sake of the argument, this is why we talk sports, because we get to have these fun conversations.
I won't flip a coin if I'm down a touchdown in the fourth quarter.
I'll take Brady every time.
I don't want to leave that to chance.
I'd flip the coin.
I would flip it with either.
For a game, I'm just going into a game.
Brady was so great at it, he might have two more Super Bowls.
If it was the New York Giants again and they're going to bring the pressure, right, and you're going to pressure the quarterback, I'm taking Rodgers. I take Rodgers. I think he handles it better. I think his ability to run and make a play is much better than Tom Brady's.
I think Rodgers is a better quarterback right now than Brady
because
is.
Because of his physical abilities.
Because of his ability to run, yes.
Yeah, I'm just stunned that I came into this show and didn't expect one of the things we'd be discussing is like Aaron Rodgers being overrated and game on the line, I'll take Tom Brady.
But saying that
see that coming.
But saying I'll take Tom Brady over Rodgers, I don't think that means that I think Rodgers is overrated. I don't think that's what that guy Tom was saying.
But couple that with the other things that he said about Aaron Rodgers, which was, he's taking a hard look at Aaron Rodgers, which
he'd rather cut off an arm than throw an interception.
Which is fine with me if he didn't make plays, but he makes plays.
Right. But I didn't take that as a negative. I didn't think that was a shot.
No, I didn't either. I didn't either. I thought it was a little bit of a shot to say, game on the line, I'll take
You know, and much has been made.
Not the 30-year-old in the prime of his career who has a rating that's, the best in the NFL and one of the greatest career all time, any of that stuff, 30-3, all that. I'll take Brady.
Much has been made this season of, that first game of the year.
Call him the anti-Mike Kliss.
Seattle. Yeah, exactly.
I'll take Brady. Yeah. If only the Packers could get a quarterback like that.
I'll take Brady and the win today by a field goal. Thank you very much. A lot has been made this year, that first game of the year that the Packers had against Seattle, where Rodgers wouldn't go Richard Sherman's way, right? It's been brought up a little bit this week. And this gets into another argument of who's the best corner in the league and blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. In that game, Sherman stays on one side of the field. And the guy that the Packers had lined up on Sherman all game long was Jarrett Boykin.
Right.
Like, much has been made of, Aaron Rodgers, he's afraid. He's afraid. He won't go to Richard Sherman. And then they had that awesome meeting on the field where Sherman asked him, did you avoid me tonight? Right. And Rodgers looks him square in the face. He goes, yep. And then walks away. It was the greatest clip ever after that game.
And that's the problem with left-right. You can dictate the matchups.
So a lot has been made
of that. I think that's called good coaching.
I think it's totally overblown. Like,
right.
That was a smart move by the Packers.
Here, no question.
You have Jarrett Boykin. You cover Boykin
all night.
Here's
Brian Timms.
And we'll go look at Randall Cobb and look at our other receivers all night long. Okay, here's Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb over here. Hey, Richard Sherman, you could have Jarrett Boykin. But I think there is some truth to this fact about him being afraid of making mistakes.
Well, I also think that while I largely agree with your point, I think anytime you go into the game and say, I am simply not going to throw the ball to one side of the field, I don't think that's wise to do.
It's Jarrett Boykin.
Okay, well, put Jordy Nelson over there and say, my guy can beat your guy, and I can make a play. You can't just eliminate
side of the field.
You don't have to go there and just tempt fate and throw 15 balls at Sherman until he picks one off. But I think to just sit there and eliminate half the field, I don't think is wise.
Well, that's why, Andy, by the way, the whole corner thing, you can't definitively say that Richard Sherman is the best in the league for that reason.
And that's what Aqib Talib said.
For that
reason. Remember that press conference when he landed in Denver?
Ty Law talks about this all the time, too. When he does stuff on TV, he talks about how he can't be the best corner in the league. He stays on one side of the field. How can you be considered the best if you don't switch sides?
I agree with that.
And I do. I
think Sherman's very good.
That.
I think Sherman's very good, and I'm not trying to. It's not because he's a big mouth.
But he's always running his mouth about how he's the greatest.
But when you just play one side of the
best
field,
best in the league, best in the league. Well, you don't even play the other side.
He's pretty good now.
He is pretty good.
He's awesome, but
and he's got a little Ty Law in him that he rises to the occasion quite often.
Yeah, but hey, boss, you were lined up on Jarrett Boykin in that game. Jarrett freaking Boykin.
Yeah, and I do agree with you that was good coaching by McCarthy to say, okay, well, if they're going to just leave him over there, I'm going to put my third or fourth option. At the time, it was their third option because Adams was a rookie and you didn't know what he was then. Now
That's
he's probably the fourth.
Thing that Tom said. Like, if they slow down, I didn't mean stop Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson. Well, what are they going to do? Well, pretty much lose was basically his answer.
Right.
Like, and they're, so they're not going to run the ball. If you slow down their two best targets, and if you're just in the area of their two best targets, he won't even throw it because he's afraid to throw interceptions. I'm really feeling better about the Patriots' chances after listening to Tom. What's his last name? Silverstein?
Tom Silverstein. If you want to give him
or
a follow.
Spoon, is that his
Spoon,
nickname?
That's his nickname. They call him Spoon.
He liked him some Patriots. You guys can't be on him.
So hey, give him a follow on Twitter at Tom Silverstein if you want to follow his tweets and coverage of this game.
Andy's exactly right. He was the anti-Michaelis.
You feel so much better about the Patriots' chances after listening to him.
And our thanks to Tom for taking a couple minutes of his day and joining us here on the PPG.
I was going to ask him about Greg Bedard. I wonder if they had crossed paths at the
Milwaukee. They do. Oh, Greg Bedard tweeted because said he's the best.
Oh, nice.
Bedard's all
Spoon
about the
Spoon is the best, he said. Yeah, because I didn't know his nickname was Spoon until I read that on Twitter. Just to get back to the Patriots.
I wonder if Greg taught him how to watch film.
Oh.
You know, Paul, I sense a little Tuesday, Wednesday friction there. Well, that's what I said.
He makes more money than me. Yes, there's some friction
there.
He
most definitely makes more money than you.
Yes, there's friction there, absolutely.
Most definitely makes more money.
Significantly?
I've heard what he makes, and I would say significantly would be an appropriate word.
We make significantly more than you,
Paul. Of course he does.
Why?
He had it negotiated.
Well, you could have negotiated.
He's smart. Greg Bedard is smart. That's what it
comes
down
to. Why didn't you negotiate?
Yeah, I didn't. I don't have anybody negotiating on my behalf.
I'm not coming in for a penny less than what Bedard gets.
All right.
All right, Paul, you were good last year. We'll see you.
Thanks.
Paul, appreciate all your efforts around
Thanks
here.
Thanks for coming.
Our salary cap is spent.
Thanks for coming in the day before Thanksgiving. Yep. All right. Yep. See you in Buffalo.
In all seriousness, continued talk and speculation that there is a legitimate chance maybe that Aiken might not play, that the workout and the extended warm-ups for Rob Ninkovich, Mike Reese had some tweets, Jeff Howe. I think that would be really interesting, really fascinating, really could be good for the Rob Ninkovich legend to come out and take care of the snapping duties and everything.
Continue to grow.
But I'm not sure it's in the, you know, as Bill would say, I'm not sure it's in the best interest of the football team.
It's not. It's not, but it
will
be fun.
Although Aiken has been no great shake, let's be honest.
No, he hasn't, but it'd be fun for us to watch Ninkovich do it today.
Oh, I would love to watch it. And there, you know, where the turf is a question and it's cold, according to Fred Kirsch, it's cold, getting colder, and a little wind is the forecast from Fred Kirsch. I'd like to know relative terms what cold and colder mean, because if it's 38 and getting to 32.
Tell him to have Eric wrap a scarf around his neck or something.
let's take shots at Eric every week.
Let's go to the phones at 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. I slide him in here and there, Andy. That's
you
what
do.
I do. Jeff's in Vegas. What's going on, Jeff?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. What's going on in Vegas?
Vegas buzzing about this matchup, right?
Yeah, wicked big game. I mean, everyone's bracing for this. The entire NFL world is going to be tuned in, shortly for this one.
Now, is the line going to swing based on the comments of Tom Silverstein, who really gave the Packers seemingly little chance to win this football game with the ineptitude they get at quarterback on a weekly basis?
Yeah, I know. I think he's just a little bit too close.
Talk about an overstatement. The ineptitude they get at quarterback on a weekly
basis.
I got
to tell you, 119 passer ratings, 30 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
Ineptitude.
Don't go as far as they used to.
Yeah, tough crowd, really. Actually, the line has held rock steady. Patriots getting 3. It's the total, though, that has moved down significantly. It was last night, even Stations Casinos was at 59, now down to 57.5.
Stations, that's for the locals, Jeff, isn't it?
Now, maybe that's, is that weather related? Got to cut you off.
Put you on hold, Jeff.
Guardian Injury Report. This week's Injury Report is brought to you by Guardian Life Insurance. Injuries aren't just a spectator sport. They can happen on or off the field, and they can happen to you. Good financial health begins with the benefits offered at your workplace. Make the defensive play. Look for Guardian Life Insurance to protect you and your family this enrollment season. Patriots inactive. Cameron Fleming, Chandler Jones, Malcolm Butler, James White, Daniel Aiken, the long snapper, Jordan Devey, and Chris White inactive. Once again, Danny Aiken and Chandler Jones, two big notable names. Jones made the trip. Not surprised that he's inactive. I am quite surprised that the Patriots had a long snapper on the practice squad, cut him, and now Danny Aiken is inactive. So, Rob Ninkovich, the legend continues. He's going to do something. Correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, in case my mind is bad. But Vrabel 2.0 is going to do something that Vrabel 1.0 never did.
I don't recall Vrabel ever doing it in a game.
So look at that. Rob Ninkovich about to long snap. Well, I guess we're making a bold assumption. Maybe they got somebody else who does it better. But I'm 99% sure Rob Ninkovich is about to long snap in the National Football League for your New England Patriots in the biggest game of the year, as some are billing it, Super Bowl 48.5.
Terrible news for the Perillo family. Justin Perillo is among the inactives for Green Bay.
Oh.
Related?
No.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask. We got to go.
Is it related to the winning and losing of this game? No, not that either.
All right. Well, let's go back to Jeff in Vegas. Hi, Jeff. Welcome back.
Yeah, there's always a twist in Billy Trust, I guess, with the long snapping situation.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I thought there was a chance that they were sort of being loose with the injury report by putting Aiken on there, maybe sort of tweaking C.J. Mosley in the league and saying, you know, that needs to be dealt with. He hurt our guy. But apparently they actually hurt his guy. And, we're going to get a chance to see Rob Ninkovich in those versatile fingers snap it back there.
Yeah, and Mark, you were alluding to the Station Casinos is a local area, and
yeah.
They've got so many properties that it actually their lines are just as legit as any other. So that's going to bring us, without further ado, to the JIT Vin Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
Did he stumble?
Heavens to Betsy!
Jeff, what do you got?
I'm making a massive play on two fronts, fellas. I'm going to take New England in the point. New England getting the three.
Good call.
Massive play on New England. Massive play on the under 59. I'm just hoping that maybe, I'm hoping New England's secondary can just win enough battles to be able to slow down Rodgers enough to, keep him maybe a little bit lower scoring than people may think. And I think the Patriots are just on a roll. Hopefully this long snapping will just be a footnote. Go big on New England. Go big on the under. Lock it in.
All right, locked in.
Lunch on Tuesday.
Appreciate it.
Lock it in.
Take it easy.
Thanks, Jeff.
And as people are noting, Aaron Dobson active. A lot of receivers active.
First time in a while.
Five receivers active, right?
Now the question becomes, okay, he's active. Does that mean he plays?
Or is he in the Jonas Gray role?
In the doghouse.
I am fascinated by this. You know, Tom had him. Victory, potentially by a field goal late. You know, a Brady-led comeback. Imagine Rob Ninkovich going out there with 3 seconds left. Lambeau Field. Allen down for the snap.
You make fun of me a lot for like being different than everybody else. I think you're right.
What?
I just don't really.
Well, there's it's fascinating.
It's a long snapper.
Yeah. There's also this part, though, too.
Look at guys that do it for 15 years and screw it up.
Yeah, Brandon LaFell was questionable for this game.
Yeah, not really.
But I looked at it as a not really.
That's because he said not really. If I had to play another game last week, he could have played another game last week.
I'm just wondering if something happened between when he said not really and today. Like,
well, I will say that Dobson, I thought it was something that may have been a little bit more serious than he let on.
Okay, so is there anything to that? Are they worried? Not so much that he can't play,
because
I fully expect him to play.
You mean as to why Dobson is active?
Yeah.
I don't think it's related. I think that they have more guys that are banged up on the inactive list, and they can't afford to have healthy ones on the inactive
list. Just throwing it out there. See, maybe there's something to it.
You know, who knows? Maybe he's banged up and they don't want to push it too much. He lands on the shoulder again. They feel like he could be in trouble. Absolutely.
Pat's in Agawam. He's up next. Hey, Pat.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Andy. I don't think you have to worry too much about Ninkovich long snapping, because they're not going to punt and they're not going to be kicking too many field goals today. They're going to be scoring touchdowns all day.
That's a possibility.
So you only get 6 for touchdowns instead of 7?
Nah, they're going to go for 2, Paul.
All right. I like it. I like it.
That would be actually funny.
I'm actually with you, not necessarily for the same reasons, but I just don't feel like the long snapping situation is something that is going to, you know, I don't think it's going to be huge. I mean, Ninkovich can do it.
Oh, it won't change the game.
Win or lose, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this game will be...
And it'll end up happening that, you know, that's going to make the difference in the game.
That's what Tom was predicting.
When, we could talk about it after his call. What else we got, Pat? I don't want to interrupt your call. I had something that I was going to talk about.
I think we're going to see a little bit more or less of the game plan we saw in Indy. Probably a little bit more balanced, a little bit more even balanced with the running and passing game, though. Because I know you guys touched on,
that makes
you
sense.
Know, who's going to open up the game at running back. I wouldn't be surprised if you see them spread out and have Shane Breen in the backfield, too.
I'd be a little more I think this is going to be more traditional sets. Tight end, maybe some fullback and a lead back, tight back there. Play action and running balanced. I think it'll be a little bit less of the spread sets with Vereen, but as you said, it could be that because you never know what they're going to do.
And, yeah, they have different game plans all the time, and who knows what – I think it'll be more balanced. I think your prediction of that – makes sense, more balanced this week.
Unless Josh says, whoa, he's not going to run it, then I'm not running it either. Because Tom told us that
yeah.
The Packers won't run the ball, so
right.
Maybe Josh will get mad and say, well, no, I'm not wasting plays on running either.
Paulie, I picked the same score you did, too, on Patriots today.
34-27. Yeah, I like it.
Packers turn it over on downs to end the game.
That's because Rodgers can't do it in the clutch.
That's true. He'll choke.
That's true.
Just doesn't have the ability. Just can't get it done.
All right, see
lock
you, Pat.
Lock it in, baby.
All right. Lock
Pat.
It in.
Lock it in. That's taking over here.
Andy, I was going to throw
it. Oh, now you're ready.
Well, I didn't want to like hijack his call.
No, I think it's funny that you started and then realized, oh, wait, there's a guy on the line.
Right. I was going to ask you, we were talking about, did Vrabel ever do it? Remember when Lonnie Paxton tore his ACL?
Yes.
In the middle of a game, did Vrabel perhaps snap?
I thought Hochstein
in that game.
Did.
Maybe it was Hochstein. Okay.
But I could be wrong. I think that era, pretty much Hochstein was the emergency long snapper.
You could be right. But I was just wondering, in that game when he tore the ACL, and then the next week when the other guy tore his ACL, I think McDermott?
Yep.
They may have had Paxton just continue to do it. You know, obviously you don't, you put a big, it's just long snapping. You're not asking him to do it.
I know, you've dismissed long snapping quite a number of times.
You don't think you've
already told us six times it's not a big deal, Paul. We get it. You don't care about special teams. You don't care about what's going to happen with the long snapping situation today. I'm sorry that Andy and I are a little bit more involved in the intricacies of the game. That's all. We just appreciate the small stuff. It's fine. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500.
I'd like to argue with you, but nothing you just said is anything I would disagree with.
Not going to put up a fight on that one.
No.
When we come back on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, we're going to be getting to the Sunday six-pack, which is really a four-pack. This week, it's all these late games.
That's why I'm having such a bad record. We can never have six games.
There's no consistency in how many games we pick. So that will be on the way. Get into the holiday spirit with Dunkin' Donuts delicious holiday cookie flavored coffees and lattes. Tis the season to indulge in flavors like Snickerdoodle or new sugar cookie. Try one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. It's a limited time offer. The picks are up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Wanna split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of Domino's. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games.
Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
All right, let's make some picks here. Last week, did we all pick the same thing last week? What happened? We had one game that was different,
and
right?
I think I won that game.
You did?
Yes,
so
I don't remember. I don't know. Yeah, tell us who won.
Andy won the week at 4-2.
Oh, wow. Good
Mark
week.
And Paul at 3-3.
So pretty good.
Breakout week for me.
The standings for the year, Mark at 23-30 in first place. Andy in second, right on his heels at 21-32. And Paul at 17-36.
Every week it makes me a laugh
so
louder.
So you're saying there's a
17-36. I could,
it's going to be hard to make
I
up
I could
ground.
Win out and not finish 500.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to make up that ground.
Especially next week, we'll only have one game or two games to pick.
What do we got this
week?
Yeah,
so we have the abbreviated six-pack. We have the four-pack today.
So it's a holiday four-pack?
It's a holiday four-pack.
Someone drank.
First one, Arizona at Atlanta. Arizona by 2.5.
I like Arizona. I don't know if you guys are waiting for me to pick. So you can
Arizona.
Pick opposite.
Arizona. I can only go the other way if I think there's a chance it's
going
to happen.
I'm not going the other way.
No Larry Fitzgerald in that game.
I never go the other way.
No Larry Fitzgerald. That could be a little bit tighter than
you never know.
You never know?
Yeah, if the mood's right.
There's a handsome gentleman. Anyway.
Oh,
let's go. A certain Patriots writer in this town once told me that mouth has no gender.
There you go. Denver at Kansas City.
Wait a minute. Who said that?
I can't. He'll get more mad at me than he already is.
Off the air, we may have just been talking about that guy.
Denver at Kansas City. Denver by 1.5.
Denver by 1.5 in Kansas City. I am taking Denver.
I think Denver has a bounce back week. I'll take Denver.
I will take Denver as well.
For Christ's sakes, I would have taken Kansas City.
This is really
they just haven't looked like themselves.
Really a toss-up game.
Well, but Kansas City had that tough spot. They lost to the Raiders. They might have been looking ahead. Short week.
I'm
rain,
talking about Denver.
Moist.
Hasn't looked. Denver has not looked like themselves. So I'm.
So why are you taking them?
Because I think they're due.
Either that or Fred Kirsch is right, and they're not that good.
Nah,
what did Denver do last week? Didn't they roll last week?
They did, but it wasn't as convincing as I thought it could have been for them.
Denver won by
hurt
three
by their
last
own
week.
Reputation.
I think Denver.
Denver
needs...
beat Miami by three last week.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. High, but the offense was
back. 39-36, I believe.
And that's why. A lot of scoring back and forth late in that game.
Yes,
I'm expecting a good, solid win from Denver.
So we'll then go to the team Denver beat last week, the Miami Dolphins, on Monday Night Football in New York, or New Jersey, shall I say, to play the Jets. Miami by 6.5.
With Geno Smith at quarterback, I'm taking Miami.
Miami.
I like Miami, too.
Damn it. Are we the same?
I think so.
Are we going to do the Patriots?
Yeah, I'm just writing them down. So all of you are the same. All of you are the same across the board on all three picks so far.
All right, give me Kansas City instead.
You want Kansas City?
Sure.
Now I got to scribble it out and write it in again.
That should not be allowed. Once
Paul,
you say your pick,
Paul, what do you think?
Paul,
about
once you
this?
Say your pick, it's
you
not allowed.
I don't. You can let him do it.
It's like when you let go of the checker piece and you try to put your hand back down.
Not allowed.
Yeah, I'm going to say not allowed.
Yeah,
I'm going to say not allowed.
That.
Okay.
New England at Green Bay. Green Bay by 2.5.
I am going to take New England. I was planning on taking New England somewhere in the range of, I don't know, 35-24. And then I listened to Tom Silverstein, and I'm going to take New England 42-10.
Take New England.
I like the Patriots, too, for most of the reasons that a lot of people have been saying. I think the Patriots offense is better than the difference. I think both offenses are very good. Patriots and Green Bay. I think the Patriots defense is better than Green Bay's, and for that reason, I'm out. No. For that reason, I like the Patriots to win the game 34-27.
And I also didn't know that they just flat out wouldn't run the football.
Yeah, I'm not sure I buy that.
Yeah,
I kind of
we'll
buy it cuz I said it this morning. Mike McCarthy definitely has a little bit of that when Josh McDaniels feel when we say, oh, yeah, he ran the ball twice and it didn't work, so he decided I'm just going to throw it all day. Mike McCarthy definitely has that Andy Reid-ism, that whole, that's what we do, we throw the football. But it might make sense to run in this game, Mike, on a lot of levels.
Well, I think if for nothing else, to keep Brady and company on the sideline a little bit, help out your defense.
Yeah, but if for nothing else, I think you can run.
I think this game right here is going to get decided very quickly. How the game is you're going to know, I think, in the first quarter. And do the Patriots, you know, because
it's. You can win a game. Oh, no, you can lose a game in the first
quarter. Yeah, no, but these two teams have been winning an awful lot of games in the first quarter.
Certainly Green Bay.
Lately. And I think if the Patriots can get a 3-and-out, conversely, if Green Bay can get the, you know, whoever gets the lead early in this game, I think, is going to be in control of how the game is played. Let's put it that way. And when I say a lead, I don't mean, you know, Green Bay gets the opening kick, goes down, gets a touchdown or a field goal, and it's 7-0, 3-0, and that's game. No, I mean, you know, after two possessions each side, there's a two-score lead for someone, and all of a sudden, I think the ball starts rolling.
We've got open lines for you at 855-PATS-500, the email address, webradio@patriots.com. Chad from the ATL writes in,
Hotlanta in the house.
Hey, guys, I'm honestly getting tired of hearing this.
Oh.
Why do we weekly say this is a test game? This will show us where they are. This is a measuring stick game. The Pats have consistently beaten very good teams. There's only four games left after today, and those games should be gimmies, right?
Yeah.
Why can't we just see the Pats as what they are? Dominant. Even if they lose today, they are still in the lead. I'm not being biased or overconfident or unrealistic. This team is healthy. This team is rolling. This team has Gronk. I'm looking at matchups, and I just don't see anything that keeps the Pats from going to Arizona. F the Jets, the pack is whack. Chad from the ATL.
I don't know if Chad missed our opening segment, but that's basically what Beatles said to open the show.
Oh, I did. I missed it.
Yeah. When you were on the hub, we talked about, yes, this is a measuring stick game because it's another really good team, but the Patriots don't have really anything to lose here. The Patriots are established as a front runner. They are, as Tom Jackson called them, I mentioned on game day, win or lose, the Patriots, he's already penciled in for the Super Bowl on the AFC. So losing this game does not end the Patriots' season.
No,
so
God,
they have nothing,
no, not
they have nothing to lose.
They
here.
Only can gain. Because if you go to Lambeau,
as Tony Maz was calling it all week,
Lambeau.
I was all over him.
Dick Lambeau.
Lambeau.
If you go to Lambeau and win, you now add it to the Colts game. Now you have two marquee wins on the road.
Oh.
You added it to the Denver game, where now you've just checklist off one after another the great quarterbacks you've beaten. So, yeah, you certainly only can gain from this. The one thing I will say is I think the Patriots have played two real a strip sack and a touchdown for the Colts.
That was an unfortunate turn of events for the Redskins. Fourth and inches, you get strip sacked.
Yeah, what was I going to say?
It's not.
I don't know.
Not as easy as you should think.
I don't know, Mini Paul. You went from being Mini Paul to
Beetle.
Mini Paul.
Beetle, thank you very much.
Holy crap!
No, I don't think they've beaten that many great teams. Like he said, you know, they're dominant. They're rolling after one. I think they've beaten two really good teams: the Broncos and the Colts. I don't put the Detroit Lions in that class.
No, and also that game was at home, and everybody expected them to win
right.
the game. That's why they were a touchdown favorite.
But you're also on the road as an underdog. So, you know, you're not expected to win. The expectation of victory by Vegas is for the Packers, correct?
Right. And all of that you just said, again, the caller is right, and we're all in agreement. That doesn't change my view of the Patriots. Even if they got blistered today,
well,
it wouldn't
long
change
as
my.
No one gets hurt, right?
Exactly. We talked about that in the open too.
Boy,
you know,
I missed a lot.
You don't want to lose a
great,
lot.
I'll tell you,
15.
Andy, we had a great opening segment.
You don't want to lose any key personnel. Obviously, you know he mentioned we have Gronkowski. The caller said, right?
Yes.
Or the emailer said we have Gronkowski. Well, obviously that changes things dramatically if you lose him.
If you could lose just one player, Gronkowski or Revis.
Revis.
Paul is pondering.
Well, it's tough because you know why? If you lose Revis, you then are losing something with the rest of your defense. You're losing something
right.
with Brandon Browner.
That's
You're
what I'm saying.
You're losing something
like,
with Kyle Arrington.
I'm starting, he's pausing.
Yeah. I'm starting to believe that this defense is pretty good. And if it's not, if you lose Revis and you're just back to what you've been, I've seen that act. I've seen that I can score as many points as I want.
But you haven't seen it
with Gronk.
Right, that's
when
the problem.
When push comes to shove.
You didn't see the 2011 Super Bowl with Gronk.
You didn't see
the AFC Championship game.
He said it.
There it goes.
I don't want to lose either one of those.
Paul Perillo would rather lose Gronk.
Question to answer because we don't know exactly what it would look like.
I don't think it's all that controversial, to be honest with you.
I feel like the defense. Both are really bad to lose.
Right.
Settle on that. I don't want to lose either. Bad. Totally.
I mean, I've seen an offense
Why
that averages
that
35
up?
A game roll into the playoffs and eventually
now
get held to 17.
Them, Andy. Why
yeah,
do you
but
have
without
to say
Gronk.
That?
That's the problem.
But they were scoring without Gronk.
Yeah.
Robert writes in. He's going to watch the game at a bar. He lives in Texas. Wants to know what color jersey the Pats are wearing. You can count on the road whites today, I believe. The
Blue
Packers,
pants.
Packers always wear the green at home.
Yeah.
So you've got road whites for the Patriots today if you're looking to pick the proper jersey out of your closet.
Now, I would also question what you have to work with there.
Who are the players in the back
right.
of the jersey?
Yeah, like yeah. if I have Tim Tebow in one and Gronk in the other, I'm wearing the Gronk, yeah. right? I mean, the play. You have to talk into the microphone, Mark. You can't just talk off the
I'm
air.
I'm not saying anything.
You said yeah.
Oh, God.
You hate me. Some guy actually tweeted me today. He said, you guys should do extra 4 hours today. It's a late game. And Andy, you'd have Beetle in tears by the fourth hour.
Wouldn't be in tears. It would just be in a fit of rage having to sit here with you for all those hours.
Oh, you'd love it.
In the same
That's
room.
That's why you're pitching a real radio show for Paul and Andy to join you.
That's what we're trying to do.
Pitch it, baby. Pitch it.
It's going to be a television show, too, Andy. Don't forget that aspect.
I'm fine with that as long as you bring your little chair to the show. Like you had on Comcast the other
that
night.
That was so weird.
Paul, did you happen to catch him on the early edition?
No.
He was fine in the first segment, but when he slid over to the middle and they were joined by Jeff Howe, his chair must have gone down about three notches because he was the little midget between Minahan and Howe. And it was very he channeled his inner Glenn Ordway and was just like the little short guy in the middle.
Travis writes in, I am not concerned about long snapping today. Brady wins the battle. Pats 35-17 over the Packers. That's Travis from New Philadelphia, Ohio.
New Philadelphia.
Never heard of that place.
Ohio. There's a lot of weird things through there, like IUPUI in Indiana.
Yeah.
No, California and Pennsylvania.
Miami and Ohio.
Miami and Ohio. What, like, what's going on in that area?
It's not a great area. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't live there. Nick from Illinois writes.
They wouldn't want you there.
Good.
They wouldn't want.
We're not a match.
They wouldn't want the Quincy boy over there.
Well, at least you're saying it right now.
Quincy.
I don't think Dobson will actually play, writes Nick from Illinois. Maybe a snap or two, but I think injuries just took up the inactives. And Andy, we get it. Rodgers is a hunky Bo Jackson. Chill out a bit.
Oh, by the way, it is Bo Jackson's birthday today, so I want to wish a happy birthday to the greatest athlete ever. Congratulations on making it this far.
My birthday's not until June.
Not a ridiculous statement to say that.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think so.
It's Jim Thorpe, and then it's everybody else.
Okay.
Modern athlete, yes, Bo Jackson is the greatest ever.
What about Jim Brown?
No, Jim Thorpe. Jim Thorpe just crying out loud.
He does it for absolutely no reason. Like most
people, hold on.
Most people get wound up about something and they slip.
Paul, I got to defend him on this because sometimes we get comfortable behind the mic. We're just having a conversation like you would talk about with your buddies. Who's the greatest athlete ever?
Right.
If I was having that conversation with friends, I would drop about 45 exactly. F-bombs in there for no reason whatsoever other than, I don't know, I just have a tendency to swear a lot.
Well, I do as well.
Yeah.
But the difference is you and I can have that same conversation on the air and not drop the unnecessary F.
Well, but they always say they want you to be comfortable and like you're with your boys talking sports on the air. So.
Right. You can't do that without swearing.
Well, yeah. I stopped. Sometimes it slips in.
He goes, well, yeah.
I stopped. I said,
Gazy.
All right. Got a photo coming in from Christian.
Hey, did we
says,
talk about the fact that this game matches the two best fullbacks in the NFL?
Nope, but I don't believe that was on the docket today,
John Kuhn.
So we're going to have to put that one off.
And James Devlin. And now, come to find out, nobody's going to run the ball, so we'll never know.
Christian writes in, hey, Mark, Andy, and Paul, not a lot of time to listen and email today. I'm walking into Lambeau, from here back home. Going to San Diego tomorrow to watch him 2 weeks in a row. Electric atmosphere out here. Here's my prediction. Revis gets a pick six. Gronk, two TDs. Pats, 38. Green Bay, 22.
Who's that?
This is from Christian. Christian writing in from Lambeau.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty awesome.
I got some friends at this game as well.
But
the double dip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's going
home,
Lambeau.
Coming and home then, and then going to San Diego.
And he's going to Qualcomm.
Oh, he's coming home? Oh, that's not as good.
No?
It says, yeah, from here back home. Wait. I think this person is actually from San Diego, if you read it the way he wrote it. Going back home to San
Diego.
Which
is probably the way you should read it.
Not
the way he wrote it.
As opposed to...
I mean, it's cool that he's going to both games, but not...
Yeah, I was actually thinking, if you're a New Englander, you hit Lambeau for a historic venue, great game, and then you get a week in it.
Tough packing trip.
Oh, yeah, you got to double up on everything.
You know, like everybody had to do...
You need your hunting gear and everything.
Because everybody, you know, all our travel party...
I wouldn't know.
That's a tough one.
I think there's going to be a decent amount of Patriots fans at this game today. I mean, just, you know, you kind of get a sense of what the big trips are. This is one the Patriots don't make often. It's kind of a rare one. This is the type of stadium that you put on your, if you're a big football fan, the bucket list of things you want to see in football because, you know, baseball over the years has had plenty of old stadiums, whether it be Fenway or Wrigley or some others. But for football, there's... I don't know. Is there another stadium that kind of has the tradition that Lambeau Field has? I don't think so.
Not really, and a lot of people believe...
Soldier Field, since
they
it got
ruined
redone,
it.
They ruined
it. They put a spaceship
it.
On top
right,
of it.
It's a joke now.
Right, they ruined it. A lot of people weren't happy with that.
It's pretty much
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, yeah and no. 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. Open lines for you right now on the program.
Yeah, where the hell are all the calls?
This is a slow
they're
watching
week
the 1
for
o'clock
calls.
Games. We need an international number.
Get
Andy.
Your asses on
that
the phone.
That needs to happen.
And if your asses are across the pond, then your ass should call France. No, I gave that last week. Yeah. Germany. 9. 0800184416. Paul likes it when I do the 0800184416. 441-64.
If anyone was just listening to that and got that, God bless you.
Our Germans, Daniel Benetka, if you are out there, my buddy, you used to play for the Patriots, now you're in Germany hanging out, give us a call. Any of the Vollmer family?
We got any numbers for Croatia on there? We need a Croatian number in honor of Rob Ninkovic. That's really what we need.
He's a Croatian?
He's Croatian, right?
And what's Bill?
Croat.
That's why Bill likes him so much.
I think Bill, yeah.
Bill's a Croat. That's why he liked it when Saban was in the division. Two Croats in one division. Is that how you say it?
I think that's what Bill used to say. Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's right. He's butchered many
I'm
a name over
I'm just going off
years.
Of what Bill has said.
Dude doesn't know the difference between a blitz zone and a zone blitz.
Yeah, Rob Ninkovich's parents are Croatian.
We don't have a Croatian number. We got a Cuban call?
No, come on.
Well, it was in all of our years.
You know, I don't know the difference between in my ear and on the air. Yeah. So.
Especially with the, I got static. I got
yeah,
all kinds,
I get
of,
all
crap
kinds
going.
Of stuff going on.
Here's
Beetle lost it already a number of times.
All right, we're supposed to.
We have
Fidel.
A problem when our
Fidel.
Professional.
Here, hold on.
Is not
hold on, Andy.
Professional.
Shut up for a second. We're going to Fidel in Miami.
I don't.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, you guys. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Andy. You suck.
Yes, why do does. I suck? Why do
yes.
I? Wait, whoa,
yes,
whoa,
does.
Whoa!
Yes, he does.
You gotta back should... that up with some facts, bruh.
Moving on.
You make these outrageous predictions, like Brandon Brown in week three. Think, oh, I don't even want.
Well, it wasn't week three because he was
well,
inactive.
Not week three.
See,
week four,
see,
five,
see.
Something.
Who's ridiculous? You suck.
I want to make a prediction for the game.
What do you got?
I say Tom Brady's under 200 yards, not because the Packers' defense is so good, because we run it. Packers' offense, defensive line is just terrible. I mean, the only two bright spots are Clay Matthews and maybe Julius Peppers. So I think not only Jonas Gray and LeGarrette Blount get a touchdown each, but they both have 100 yards.
Wow, double 100-yard games. That would be impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many yards are they going to rush for as a team?
For a team, 250, 260.
260.
I think Shane Vereen might get some, but I think he'll drop more passes than runs.
That's an awful lot of running.
That'd be a season high. 246 in Indy was
because
the season
high. Because I got to tell you, if Tom Brady is under 200 yards in this game, I do not like the Patriots' chances.
Yeah, I don't either. Our buddy from last week, Toso from Connecticut, is up next. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Yo, is Brett on the show?
No. Brett is in Green Bay.
Brett's in Green Bay.
Cold, giving us a weather report.
Say, all right.
All right.
Yo, I got a proposition for you guys.
Okay.
I say, if I get this score correct, perfectly correct, I guess we take it to a game.
I can't promise that.
I can't deliver on that.
That's why you need Fred on the show. He's the kind of guy that might be able to promise something.
You got something
like
else
that.
You want? We can give you a few.
Nah, but here, 28-21, Patriots.
All right, you got no chance anyway, so we'll put Paul's tickets up. Paul, you got tickets
up? You don't think that's going to happen?
I don't, but, you know, whatever. You could be right. I'm often wrong. Ask the guy before you.
If I had tickets available, I would give them to him, but mine are all gone, and I don't have any way to get free tickets for you.
But I like the prediction. It's a Patriots win. It's very simple.
Patriots win. That's pretty much the prediction that's been all across the board here today.
Yeah, we're kind of all there.
Well, as
even our buddy Tom Silverstein.
And some random guy I started following from Green Bay that I'm not sure how I started following was talking about how he is a little surprised that the Packers' five wins at home are by like an average of four touchdowns. They are the favorite in this game, and yet seems like most people are picking the Patriots to win.
Right.
We've got more to talk about with this game. Actually, something that is not quite related to this game, but we just kind of went over a little bit earlier, which is Chandler Jones.
Oh.
He's inactive for the game, but he was listed as questionable. He is on this trip. We should go deeper into that topic, and we shall do that coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We will also go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino. That is coming up as well. We are here until 4 p.m. getting you ready for Patriots and Packers. Get into the holiday spirit with Dunkin' Donuts delicious holiday cookie-flavored coffees and lattes. Tis the season to indulge in flavors like Snickerdoodle or new sugar cookie. Try one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. It's a limited-time offer. Open lines for you. 855-PATS-500. Go nowhere.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument of flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Have a prediction for today's game? Let us know about it on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email your prediction to webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Mark, Andy, and Paul on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
We got a little more than 20 minutes to go on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Wanted to talk about Chandler Jones. We just touched on it briefly earlier, but the fact that not so much that he made the trip. Everyone made the trip. The fact that he was questionable for this game, I take it as a good sign that he's even to the point where he's being listed as a potentially playing, even though we knew he wasn't going to play this week.
Well, I think it's
a
good sign.
It just seemed like there's a natural progression.
Yes.
And it started for him.
Yes. I think it's a good sign based on the worst-case scenario, which was miss the entire regular season.
Totally
agree. That's not likely to happen now. I mean, otherwise, it's sort of when he was supposed to be getting ready to come back based on the initial 4 to 6 week type projections. And I think it's great just for the team. I don't really care about the time frame, but I don't like the idea of we'll just throw a guy out there the first game of the postseason and he'll be fine. Now you're going to get, by all, I would guess, 2-3 games minimum that you're going to get him as a part-time player at the very least to kind of get back in the groove of things. So I think it's a great sign.
I agree with you guys. the progression. He's going to when you're out that long, mm-hmm. you're not coming back that week and playing. He's going to practice for a couple of weeks before he plays
right.
in the game.
Right.
I think you might get two games in the regular season out of him, which I think would be great.
I think that would
but
be
I was expecting to get at least one because that's what the report in the Herald said, is that he might be back for the last week of the regular season and then into the playoffs. I think you might get a little bit more than that, which would be great.
I had kind of prepared myself for him not to come back at all.
At all? Thinking, oh, I hadn't.
Yeah.
I hadn't because Andy and I were talking about the IR element. You know, why not? I mean, if you thought that there was a chance that he wasn't going to come back
at all. Because it might be a situation where you have to wait and see, and so you don't want to, you know, rule out the chance of bringing him back. Here's what I think would happen, Paul, and I think we said this, or at least I know I said this in the beginning. If they got to this point and it still wasn't looking good, I think you'd see him get placed on IR. Like, I thought right around now, we were going to see at the start of December it go one way or the other, which was he's progressing and he is going to make a return, or he's on IR and he's done.
Yeah, I thought there was a chance that if the roster spot became pressing and they still weren't sure that you know, after 3 or 4 weeks you could see it happen. But I was never expecting him to get put on IR based on the fact that the reports had him being eligible to come back for the playoffs. I thought he's worth it. To have to hold out and wait 6-7 weeks for him to come back in the playoffs.
Brian emails in webradio@patriots.com. We were talking about the extra long show, and you said some guy had suggested it. Brian writes, it's not some guy. It's Brian in Essex, Vermont, Andy.
Sorry, Brian.
And it wasn't an extra 4 hours. It was start at 7 a.m., go until 4 p.m., so an extra 7 hours, fueled by caffeine and Bertrand's tears.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was the guy. He said, can you only imagine how much trouble I could get in over that long of a show? And then he was saying how you'd be in tears by the end of it. J.J. Watt scored a touchdown again, by the way. Touchdown reception. Also has two sacks and a forced fumble today. And elsewhere, Johnny Manziel is in the game in Cleveland. I'm hoping Bert Breer was joking. He said, Johnny Manziel lacing up his cleats and grabbing his helmet. He didn't really not have his cleats tied, did he? Because that's not good for Johnny Manziel's reputation.
You never know.
I know. That's why I think it could be true. It's Johnny Manziel.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Marcel in Sweden. He's up next. Hi, Marcel.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Understanding's another matter.
Anyway, I want to talk about the game today. It's a good game. Waiting for this a long time. It's been... It's first time they meet each other, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think the Patriots are going to clutch it out in the end, because as you guys said, Aaron Rodgers isn't that clutch. So I think...
Whoa. I didn't say that. I don't want to be attached to Aaron Rodgers not being clutch.
Yeah, that was something that has sort of been put forth by some of the football metrics people about Rodgers being not clutch.
Okay. Maybe he's not clutch, but he's still an amazing quarterback, and he's still the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
Even though I love Brady's death. But he still makes some amazing throws, like spinning out of tackles, throwing off his back foot across the field. Nobody does that.
Well, other people do it. They just don't do it successfully. Like Jay Cutler does it and throws picks.
A lot of people don't do it.
Oh, I think a lot of people do it. They just don't do it successfully.
Okay, I want to see you do it.
I'm not an NFL quarterback. That's the dumbest thing anyone's ever said.
I just saw Ben Roethlisberger do it in the Saints.
It happens all the time. Not everybody does it and throws 30 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
It fell incomplete.
Doing it well is what's important.
Okay, Lord Andy, I'm so sorry.
Whoa.
I don't like this guy. Whoa. This guy's got a tone. I knew I never liked Sweden. You don't even make good meatballs.
Mike's in D.C. Hey, Mike. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? So, wanted to call in my prediction. So I was going to go 34-26. My question with that is, who's going to have a bigger role today? My boy Tim Wright or Danny Amendola?
Tim Wright.
I have to go Tim Wright there if we're talking offense. If we're not including,
what if we're including the return game?
Then I think you could make an argument for Amendola. But Tim Wright has been periodically an element of the offense. Amendola hasn't been. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So absolutely. I got to go with Wright.
All right.
We're all on with Wright. Right
it is. Brad's in Maine. Brad, what's going on?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
You got power?
I do.
Oh, good.
I have power. Actually, I wanted to bring that up, but a couple games ago when we had that bad storm up here, I lost power in the middle of the pass game, and I was obviously upset. I do have Verizon, though, so I could watch it on my phone, which is really sweet. So if anybody's got Verizon, I would definitely recommend it, because I didn't miss any of the game because I was able to just pull it off my phone. It's really cool.
The world we live in is just crazy, this technology.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Anyways, I'm just pumped about this game. You know, I'm excited to see Brady and Rodgers play against each other, and I think we're going to win. I think we're going to be more balanced. I don't see us, you know, relying heavily on the pass. I don't see us relying a lot on the run. I think we'll probably, you know, do a good mix of both. I personally feel like you're not going to beat Aaron Rodgers by running the ball. You know what I mean? I think that he's just too good. I think we have to pass at least a little bit. So hopefully we can get some good yards from the big boys, Blunt and Gray, and maybe we can get some play action out of it too. But I'm just really pumped up for the game. I'm super excited. I'm going to go like I think it's going to be a little closer. I'm going to say like 35-27.
All right. Okay. Thanks for the call, Brad. Appreciate you taking the time.
Decent number of one-score predictions.
A lot of people in that area. 34-26, yes. 35-27.
I think it's smart. I kind of agree. I forgot what I said, but I'm in that area as
mid-30-something to mid-20-something.
Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. But a lot of people have one-score games, including Tom from Green Bay. Tom, what is it? Silverstein? Silverstein?
Spoon. Silverstein.
Spooner.
Spoon.
Spoon. Something that he just touched on, Brad, in his call, this idea of, you know, what the Patriots will do to win on offense. Is it going to be running the ball, throwing the football? Some people, Jeff Howe, have suggested that, you know, this is going to be another game like the Patriots had in Indy where they just run, and we've had callers today. Oh, they're going to run for 250 yards.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to run for 260 yards. Like, I don't think that's the way you win this game. Like, I don't think that's the way you do it, and I don't think that's exactly how they wanted to do it in Indy. I mean, they were pretty balanced in the first half of that game. Brady had mistakes in that game, and they kind of scaled back a little bit and did take advantage of the defense in that game. But you've got to throw the football in this game, too. You've got to do that in this game.
And Andy always – I exaggerate this to make my point, and Andy always teases me about it. What was the score at the half of that Indianapolis game? Wasn't it 14-10? And they couldn't have run it any better than they did in the first half. When you run the ball, even if you're doing it very successfully, it generally keeps the score down. And you are exactly right. The reason why that got out of whack in terms of their balance was because Brady had a very uncharacteristically subpar first half.
And you knew that it was impacting the decision-making of the coaching staff. They decided to head to the locker room.
They kneeled
right
on the ball at the
they
end.
They kneeled it at the end of the first
Before
half.
Before that, the second interception, Andy points out, if they had blocked it right, may have been a touchdown to Rob Gronkowski. Instead of an interception, he was wide open, and he got the heavy pressure, made a bad choice, bad decision. At the very least, it would have been about a 25-yard gain by the time the safety came over, if he could have knocked him out of bounds. So I agree. That was not – they didn't necessarily look at that and say, we're just running the ball tonight. That's the way it unfolded.
It did. I mean, the game kind of dictated that, and the play of Tom Brady dictated that a little bit. In the first half of that game, they had 19 passing plays and 18 running plays. So it was a very balanced attack. And then by the end of that game, it got a little out of whack. I think it was how many rushing plays in that game? 44?
44 times? I believe, yes. I think you're right.
44 times, and I think they threw another 11 in that second half. Brady was 9 of 11, so he had 44 to 30. So it was, you know, more heavily running. I don't think that's the way, you know, they planned that game. I don't think that's how it's going to go today. I really don't.
And I do think they could have success running the ball because I don't think Green Bay is a good run defense. That part of the similarity I agree with. But I would be surprised to see them run. I think someone said 260 yards rushing.
Yeah,
I'd Brady be very surprised to see that much.
And as Paul said just a few minutes ago, if the Patriots have Tom Brady throwing for less than 200 yards, he does not like the Patriots' chances.
I feel like you need to throw to score.
I'm with you. I think you got to throw the football on this one. Let's go inside the press box. Let's go out to Lambeau Field.
We're stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
Eric Scalavino is joining us live from Green Bay. As we already know, Danny Aiken inactive for this game for the Patriots, and it will be Rob Ninkovich handling the long snapping duties for this team. Eric, what did you see on the field pregame in terms of what they were looking at with Aiken? And we had some reports of Trainer being with him out on the field. What happened there, and what do you think led to the decision?
Well, first of all, let me just say I'm disappointed that there's not going to be a Perillo playing in this game. That really to me is the top story of the day.
Yeah, me too. I was bummed.
Really disappointed. But no, seriously, Aiken was out here. As soon as we arrived at the stadium, he was out, one of the first people out on the field, and he was with
member of the medical staff went through a little bit of an evaluation. They determined that his concussion was such that he wasn't going to be able to go today. So as soon as he left the field, Rob Ninkovich came out and started to take some snaps with Hunter Ryan Allen. And, you know, as we all know, Ninkovich has some long snap experience, but not complete. Surprising that he's the one that gets the call to do that. I thought he did very well. He was out there for maybe 15 minutes. It was a really good extended time with Ryan Allen, getting just Ryan Allen working on punt snaps for a little while. Came back out a short time ago with Pistowski, and they were working on just field goals, snapping for those. So he got plenty of action in, and I thought he did really well, while considering, I don't know how often he does it in practice, but it's been a while since he's had to do it in the game. I think he might have done it in preseason this year once or twice, but for the most part, I thought he handled the chores fairly well.
Yeah, he did do it in the preseason, and people forget, before he landed in New England, he was actually trying to win an NFL job as a full-time long snapper. So, he has the experience. He's done it in the summer, the preseason. I'm sure he does it occasionally in practice. But it'll still be fun to watch, and, you know, Paul has totally poo-pooed it, but I found it interesting. If this game plays out as a shootout and there were to be, like, you know, a drive to a field goal attempt in the fourth quarter, you're going to have a linebacker defensive end as your long snapper, a guy who hasn't done it in a while.
Well, true, and also, I mean, he plays a position where, you know, it's not uncommon for guys to get hurt, especially early on in the game. So what happens now if something bad happens to Ninkovich and he's not able to go? Then what do they do for long snapping? I would assume you'd have to turn to one of your centers, maybe Ryan Wendell or somebody, Dan Connolly, somebody who has some ability handling the ball in exchanges. Worst case scenario, but you have to think these eventualities through.
That's a rare good point by you, Eric. The guy never gets hurt, so some could argue that he's due to get hurt, and he plays a position where it's not that hard to get hurt.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's something just to keep in mind. I mean, not wishing it, obviously, but it's something that I'm sure they have a backup plan, but the interest, I don't want to see what that is.
Well, if he gets hurt, we're blaming you, Eric. Is,
but, I'm sorry?
If he gets hurt, we're blaming you.
Okay. But looking on the positive side, I think it could be a big day for Ninkovich because no Chandler Jones. Now he's your main threat at getting to the pass rusher. You know, I know Hakeem Ayers has made some plays the last few weeks, but really with the way Ninkovich is and the way they use him in stunts, he's very effective at getting to the quarterback. So if he can have a big day as a defensive end and also filling in as a long snapper, this would be one of those things. And he's about once a year, there's a game where Ninkovich really has a number of big plays. Maybe this is the day.
First of all, tell the loudmouths in the background, which sound a lot like Jackie Brinton and Fred Kirsch, to shut the hell up.
I can barely even hear Eric, to be honest with you.
And second of all, what's the weather report? Fred Kirsch, I saw, said it was getting colder and there's a little bit of a breeze. What are you seeing on the maybe frozen tundra of Lambeau?
Yeah, when we got here, it was completely overcast and gray. And actually, we woke up this morning, it was actually pretty warm. It's gotten colder as the day has gone on. The skies, though, now are starting to clear up. There's the winds are pretty strong, and the way Lambeau or the reconstructed Lambeau is, it's really an enclosed bowl on all ends. So there are flags at the top of the stadium that are blowing pretty consistently. Flags are straight out. So the wind is pretty strong up there, but it's really not really affecting, it seems, the lower part of the field. So. That's, I guess, good news for your passing games and your kicking games. But those winds aren't moving these clouds out of the way. To my left here is a large amount of blue sky that's dark and clear. So the temperatures are dropping. The wind is still strong, but it looks like there's not going to be any threat of any sort of precipitation.
Eric, did you get any cheese curds last night?
There's some in the press box right now, actually.
Yeah, I heard Jeff Howell just pounding the cheese curds. I tweeted to him. He's not going to poop for a week.
I don't know if he has the same issues as you do, but
cheese is a binder. Cheese is a binding agent. He could have trouble.
I would say this is quickly drawn up to one of the top two or three best press box food offerings in the league.
Top one.
All right,
Jackie.
Tell her to shut up.
Tell Jackie we said hello, and on that
goodbye.
Note, we'll talk to you later, Eric. Appreciate your time. Appreciate it. Let's get back to the phone calls at hand. Let's get to Eldridge in North Carolina.
I was having a hard time even understanding what Eric was saying. There was so much talk.
Let's go to Eldridge.
Overshadowed by the other stuff.
What's up, Eldridge? How are you?
What's up, Biggie?
Waiting on the game.
Yeah, all of us.
And just watch. And I got two questions for you.
Right.
Okay. Everybody keeps talking about running, passing, true enough, but don't you think they want to stop our runs like we got to stop theirs? You know, with Lacy? Even though that guy said Lacy, you know, might get his carries, but he does get his carries.
That was actually Paul Perillo and Andy Hart's keys to the game.
Yes.
Whoever runs the ball the best will be in really good shape today.
He got off to a really slow start. He's been much better the last month and a half. I think every game's been over 4.5 yards a carry. So he's been churning it out nicely. And beyond the numbers, I just look at him as a big physical guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield, turn, and run over a safety, run over a corner, or get up ahead of steam on a toss or some of the plays they run, and, again, run through people, arm tackles. You got an undersized defensive end like Ninkovich. You know, I think it's interesting how much they choose to run the football and whether sort of the pass-first mentality that McCarthy prefers, if he can get past that, because I think it would be good for his football team to run it.
Yeah, well, I was wondering, too, because I hope we do a lot of game tackling. Hit him kind of hard.
He's a big guy. You're right. You can't just have the arm tackles on him, and you can't just rely on one or two guys. You got to make sure you get some bodies around the football.
Mm-hmm. Well, my prediction is I'm going to make it close, 38-35.
Oh, I like it.
I would love a game like that.
Me too. Comes down to this. Ninkovich lines up over the ball. Allen down, right hand out, finger on the ground.
Okay, Bob Sosi.
That'd be great.
And Paul.
Yes, Eldridge.
Like I told you before, sir.
Yes.
I take Brady over any quarterback in NFL.
Okay.
Any quarterback.
All right, Eldridge. Okay.
Have a good one, man.
Eldridge, right. Take it easy, man. Good to talk to you.
Now, I think Eldridge missing it a little bit doesn't surprise me that a Patriots fan would say that.
Yeah.
Surprised me a little bit that a Packers guy would say that. Not a fan. I'm not accusing him of being a fan, but just a guy who's around Aaron Rodgers a lot. I don't know if you guys touched on this. One of the interesting aspects, I think, of this football game is the turnover area and the fact that something, quote, has to give in all likelihood. They're the two best teams at forcing turnovers. They're the two best teams basically at taking care of the football. That doesn't all jive together.
They're one and two in those categories.
So
Green Bay is one in the differential.
Who's due for a mistake? Who makes the mistake? Who forces a turnover? Who makes a play? You know, as Tom Silverstein said, you know, we saw it, Paul, in that four interception season for Brady. There are balls in the air. There are opponents getting their hands on balls. You got to take advantage of it because Rodgers not going to give you a ton of those, and you need to catch the one or two chances you have a game to make that play if you're going to maybe swing the balance of this game via the turnover.
Interesting. Good thing that's going to happen there. If it happened to the Patriots, right, where they turn the ball over, you could kind of chalk it up as saying, road team, that can happen, right? You're on
right.
the road. Those things, mistakes tend to, you know, creep up on you.
And it's not something that they normally do.
So if you're talking about one more, so if you're talking about a team, well, let me just finish the point.
I got a good number for you.
If you're talking about a team where you'd say they were due for it, you'd probably point to the home team and the Packers.
Or I'd point to the fact that the Patriots, no one other than Tom Brady has turned the ball over this year.
Positive spin on it right there.
Tom Brady, 6 picks, 3 fumbles. Patriots have 9 turnovers all year. No one on special teams, no running back, no wide receiver, no tight end has turned the football over for your New England Patriots.
Very good.
Who's due? Who's due?
Rodgers.
Rodgers is due.
Rodgers is due.
And everybody else on the Patriots.
That's who's due.
Because, I mean, think about it. They've had opportunities where, you know, Danny Amendola makes a questionable decision on a punt or, you know, you can have them in other areas. It doesn't necessarily just have to come on the, you know, Stephen Ridley. I know cynics will say, they don't have any other turnovers because Ridley's on IR.
Let's get to some of the emails.
Who is he arguing with?
I don't know. That's why I ignore him. Al from Paramus writes in.
I don't like
he believes the Patriots have a better defense and a better offense. We hear about Rodgers right now being the best quarterback in football. On the other side of the field, we have a quarterback possibly going to a 6th Super Bowl in 14 years. Who's the greater quarterback?
All time, it's Brady.
Yeah,
I'm talking right now, throwing the football here and now.
Brady's had a better career. I don't think anybody would argue that.
Can we just let the voice of the people be heard here a little bit as I'm trying to read
some
of their emails?
You just read the email.
And we get to respond.
But I don't think any of us would argue that Brady's had a better career to this point.
Right. That's ridiculous. They're putting words in our mouth. See, that's what I don't like is when they do that. And then that other guy from Sweden just got me worked up because he seemed like a real a-hole.
Well, I want to read this one. Anders writes in, please don't use Marcel as a representative of Swedish people. That's Anders in Stockholm.
Lars Anders? No, what's the guy? Who's the guy who wrote all the stories from over there?
Hans Christian Andersen?
Yeah, Hans Christian Andersen has nothing to do with that guy.
Matt writes in from Nova Scotia, hey guys, I believe this is going to be another great performance from Brady. It's going to be more of a run-and-gun type of game. Who do you think will get more carries, Blunt or Gray? My head says Blunt, but I would love to see some more Gray. My prediction, 30-21 Patriots.
I believe Blunt will get more carries.
Put it bluntly.
Corey, the other boys believe it'll be a split.
Corey from Australia writes, today's game I predict will be high scoring but fairly close. I'll go with 38-31. Big pass game, Gronk, couple touchdowns. I'm looking for Brady to throw three touchdowns, 270-plus yards. Aaron Rodgers, two touchdowns. He will throw a pick, and he will struggle against the Patriots secondary.
Certainly sounds like Patriots fans are going to be upset if they don't reach 34 points again. What is it, five straight they've had 34 or more?
Yes.
I think fans are going to be upset if they don't. I know
since
we've had a
since
couple.
Since the Jets game, right?
They've had a couple predictions in the 20s or low 30s, but everybody's pretty much 35, 38 in that area.
Juvenile writes in, hey guys, love listening to you guys before the game. It gets me fired up. I'm feeling pretty good about this game. Not overconfident. All of the guys on NFL today pick the Patriots. Even Coward. Love the show. Go Pats.
Oh, Coward loves the Patriots. Colin Coward?
I think he's talking about Coach Coward. Cower.
Oh,
not, he wrote
Bill
Cower.
Oh, okay. Thinking,
I wrote it. I read it as it was written in the email. He's talking about Bill Cower.
This is a case where you should not
can
have
I,
read
can I ask you guys a question?
Sorry.
Can I ask you guys a rules question? Can you go to replay to review whether or not a team had too many men on the field?
Yes.
Because I think Tampa just knocked themselves out of field goal range by having too many guys in the field on a play that got them in field goal
range. Yes, you can. I believe.
Jordan writes in, and this will be our last email of the program, 47-24, Pats. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
More Andy, less everyone else. That's
I agree with
Jordan.
That wholeheartedly. And you guy from Sweden,
yeah.
Suck it.
On that note, we like know it. It's time to go when you start getting emails like that.
No, you know that's a good email. That's what we know.
Yeah, average email.
At
average
best.
Email. I hesitate to even call it that. We will be back after this game today. This should be a fun one. We all hope it will be, and we hope it lives up to the hype. Patriots, Packers, Rodgers, Brady. Let's see how this one plays out when it's all over.
Coon Devlin.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's looking out for that one. We'll be right back here on Patriots.com bringing you the Patriots post-game show presented by Xbox One. That happens as soon as the game ends. We're back live. So join us then. We'll take your calls. We'll take your emails. Get your thoughts on the game. We'll hear from Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, all of that coming up after this one today. Enjoy the game, everybody. We'll talk to you in a few hours.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots square off with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
It's tight formation. Quick hitter Brady with a play pick and an open. Aaron Dodson down the right side, headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio for the Xbox One Patriots postgame show immediately following the game.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Brady on a deep drop looking to throw. He pumps in the pocket. He fires down the middle. A wide open Amendola. Touchdown, Patriots!
Log on to Patriots.com all week for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.